The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We're going to kick things off with AIB again, and of course the U-turn from the bank, reversing its decision to end cash services at almost 70 of its 170 branches around the country. The effective closure is how we and others have been describing that decision on this show, and they have reversed the decision. For more on this, I'm joined by Danny Healy-Ray, an independent TD for Kerry. Danny, I understand you, along with some of your colleagues, mounted something of a protest at AIB HQ today. Is that right?
We did in Molesworth Street, Kieran, and thanks for having me on your programme. And I suppose, first of all, I want to wish the Kerry team all the best on Sunday and hope that we win this game, because we haven't won a game with a long time.
Yeah, well, it's a listen. As a Kilkenny man, we're going through our own fallow period as well. So I have some sympathy for you there, Danny. But tell me anyway about this protest. What were you doing? What time did you get there? What were your demands?
Well, first of all, I left Kerry, my home, this morning at 5 to 4, and I had arranged to meet with Matty McGrath and Deputy Michael Collins. And we went down into this bank anyway, and we demanded to meet officials, because we wanted to highlight to them the devastation and the uproar that people were mounting upon us because of what AIB had announced. And if we take Kerry alone, all the Iveragh Peninsula, the massive Iveragh Peninsula, Kinmare was not going to have any cash. Castlevy, no cash. And Kilardin, that's the whole ring of Kerry, wiped out. And all that, people from Village Island and the whole lot, that have to come to Killarney. Likewise, Dingle. And if you see the crowd heaving there on Sunday, the big crowds of people with their tourists, and to think that all that cash would have to be brought into Killarney, and elderly people then would have to come from those areas, to get their cash and maybe bring home extra din and be robbed or whatever. It was ridiculous. And the country is not ready. It's the very same as the man that closed down Bournemouth. There's no alternative in place, and who can do those things to people? Because we're talking about people. And even the great town of Castle Island with two maps. Imagine that those people would have to go over the border into County Limerick, Tabbyfield, to go to Bankton to get cash or to lodge cash. It was absolutely ridiculous.
And
it was lunacy.
Did you meet anyone, Danny, during the protest?
We met 3 or 4 officials, and we were still meeting, still waiting to meet the senior man, and he had promised that he would meet us. But then We could see there was something happening, because each of us made the case for our own places. Michael Collins did for West Cork, and Matty did for Tipperary. And we felt in the last few days, we have been making contact with them with emails and letters and phone calls and everything. And they were listening to us.
And Danny, would you have stayed there? I mean, had they not reversed the decision, how long were the three of you willing to stay in the bank?
Well, that's what we had been told, and we made it very clear from the very start that we were not leaving until the decision was reversed, and that there was a lot more coming behind us to do the same thing. And I honestly say that to Kim, that there was a lot more people prepared to go.
Do you take some credit then for the decision? Do you think maybe, you know, this was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Well, I certainly think that we helped anyway, and that they realised that this thing was not going to go away, and this was going to be the start of what they would have to go through. And I mean, there's a massive workforce inside up there, and like, this is what they would have to go through for days or weeks or months, until the decision was reversed.
Mm.
And I know that other politicians, including the Taoiseach, all made pleas. But as well, we have to give credit to the people on the ground.
Yeah.
That mounted it in every way, and they got on to every politician, and they made their views known to the radio, the Kerry radio, And the national radio
as well, Danny. And listen, Barry in Letterkenny is one of them. He's after texting in on 53106. The move was absolutely shocking, and it just proved the disconnect between those in the banking system and the people whom they are supposed to serve. Michael Summers is with me. Michael's a former board member of AIB and former CEO of the National Treasury Management Agency. Michael, Barry and Letterkenny's text, I suppose, echoes the sentiments of a lot of people, that there was this obvious disconnect. Can you see that?
Oh, I certainly can. I'm actually quite amused when I was listening to Danny there. I remember telling the crowd in AIB when they moved from Bank Centre down to Molesworth Street, I said, you'll rue the day that you do that, because you'll be far too close to Leinster House, and they'll see you coming in and out, and they'll see the flash cars coming in and out, and you'll be in trouble. And now they see what can happen, because it'd be much more difficult to go over to Bank Centre. But anyway, look, that's just an aside. Yeah, I was one of three state directors on the board of AIB, and various things would have come up from time to time. And, you know, we all came from public service backgrounds. Believe it or not, we actually used to try and do good for people, not to cause them trouble. And if that sort of thing came up when I was on the board, I would have objected strongly to it, because it's just causing difficulty for people. And I don't see the reason for it. You know, banks are there to take money and give out money, and it's like the you know, the pub with no beer, they're not going to have cash on hands.
You don't buy this argument that, you know, there's a kind of a shift to cashless transactions, and therefore we don't necessarily need ATMs and check deposit machines and what have you in different branches. The AIB argument, no, in other words.
Yeah, no, I don't object to having the machines. I'm down here in France, actually, at the moment. And I can tell you this, any time I travel, I always travel with a wad of cash. Because if you try to, here in France, you try to pay tolls on the roads, if you try to buy fuel in an automated petrol station, if you try to buy a ticket for a train, you will not be able to do it with an AIB credit card. It will just be rejected. Now, you may be able to do it with an AIB debit card, provided your money, of course, in your bank account. But I mean, there's no point in thinking that you can travel the world or do your business generally just with cards.
And listen,
that's my view anyway.
Yeah, and listen, we spoke to lots of people who run businesses that operate with cash mostly, you know, taking in a lot of cash, and it's important that they've got cash services. Are you surprised that you're surprised, as you say, that the decision was made? But even after that point, after the decision was made, are you surprised it got to the point that kind of press releases were issued and customers were getting texts and emails without the bank's main shareholder, the state, the government, knowing anything about it? By all accounts, Pascal Donoghue, who's off at the moment, perfectly entitled to be off, knew nothing about this.
Yeah. Well, I must say I'm amazed at that, because anything of a sensitive nature like that that would have come up before the board, I would have said, have you got clearance in writing for the Minister of Finance for that? Otherwise, don't do it. Now, I remember on one occasion it wasn't actually at a board meeting, it was outside a board meeting, but they were going down a particular line that I objected very strongly to. And it got so bad, and anyway, I said, listen, if you don't back off, I'm going to ring the Taoiseach of the day, which I did. And I said, I'd check with him to make sure this is what he wants done. He told me, yes, it was. So I handed the phone to the chairman. I said, now, listen, this is what the head of our government says. Anyway, they backed off. But I do not understand how the board running a state body can kind of give the two fingers almost to the government of the country.
Are there questions for the members of that board, the directors now, to answer?
Well, the thing about it is most of those directors, as far as I know, do not live in Ireland. So they're probably not in contact with what local thoughts are like. And again, that's another issue. Should you have more people who actually live in the country? Because every time I went into the board, people would approach me with problems they had, and I'd go in and I'd say, listen, would you have a look at these issues? I'm not telling you what to do, I'm not an executive, but at least would you make sure they're properly examined?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I would have been codded because people gave me the wrong story. Other times they actually did look at the case and said, yeah, actually, that was the wrong decision. But that wouldn't happen if you're not resident in the country, because I knew an awful lot of people and they'd come to me with their problems.
Yeah.
But if you don't have people living in the country, nobody knows them.
How do you really understand the difficulty that the person running a business in Castletown Bear has to deal with when they're told the nearest branch is going to be Bantry and it's going to take you half a day to get there and back?
Well, I would be absolutely furious. Absolutely furious over it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. And of course, ultimately, the government would be blamed for this because, you know, you say, well, the government are in charge. And why didn't they stop this? Why didn't they insist that these fellas keep their branches open and continue to provide cash services?
Yeah.
It's just extraordinary behaviour, I thought.
Yeah, well, the government in the guise of the Taoiseach intervened to a degree, certainly in Japan on a state visit, calling for the decision to be revisited. James O'Connor is a member of government. He's a Fianna Fáil TD. James, are there questions for the government to answer as well as to how much they know about what is going on in the bank that they're the main shareholder in?
Certainly within the Department of Finance, I think that is the view. But from the outset, I want to say that I think the decision that AIB took this week shows how little regard it has for a democratic process in Ireland, but even more so for the people of the country. It was an absolute disgrace what they tried to do. And that's why myself, my party colleagues within Fianna Fáil, from cabinet to junior ministers to minister to our TDs and senators, were unanimous in our response to make sure that we wanted to try and ask those questions with the Department of Finance, with the minister, and also to register to AIB that we're profoundly uncomfortable about what they have done. And this is on top as well, Kieran, of the fact that 88 Bank of Ireland branches closed across the country. That meant in towns in my own constituency, for example, Yall with 10,000 people would have been left with no commercial bank except with our excellent credit union. And it would have been the same case in Cove and in Mitchelstown as well. So it had a devastating impact between this and the previous one. And I think that's really what made the public outrage so enormous. And also, not alone from people who don't are not able to use online banking services, but also small and medium-sized businesses, particularly Main Street businesses, that really do rely on cash to tide them over. And I think they were absolutely furious and fearful as well of the decision that AIB took.
There was a push, James, a little over 10 years ago, well, about 10 years ago, in the wake of the crash and bailout and all of that, for more community banking services in this country, whether that be an entirely new entity or in the form of the credit unions and some of the restrictions on credit unions and their activities being relaxed. Is it time to reignite that debate?
It certainly is. And what has really bothered me is, since I've gone into politics, is when you look at banking and you look at the credit unions and even the lending rules in Ireland, you know, circumstances between now and 2022 and what was going on in 2006 and 2007 in terms of the reckless lending back then, is that things are really, really different now. And what I find really, really challenging as a democratically elected TD in Dáil Éireann is that when you raise these issues, you know, they're deferred realistically to the central bank, who have political autonomy. But I'm not happy with the job that the central bank are doing. So how, in that sense, are they accountable? So I think that's a really important debate, particularly when you come to the credit unions and you look at the level of savings in Irish credit unions. It's actually enormous, depending on which part of the country you're in. There are some credit unions in this country that have tens of millions in savings, and they want to put those savings to use by lending people more, you know, growing and having more corporate cooperation between other partnerships of credit unions. And that's an unexplored avenue in terms of rolling out that community banking service. But it comes back to the central bank, who fought tooth and nail to try and keep the credit unions in this country down. And that's one area I think has to be absolutely challenged, along with the mortgage lending rules, by the way, which the central bank are doing a review into at the moment. But my gut feeling is there's not going to be any change, and that is going to be catastrophic for people who want to be first-time buyers in this country.
And James, into the future, I mean, I don't think anybody rational would suggest that the Minister for Finance or anybody else in government should be running private banking institutions in the country. But is there an argument for a more active role or certainly more open dialogue?
Well, I'm going to take what I've heard from government to its word from the Department of Finance so far. And what I'm absolutely gobsmacked with is the fact that they had so little regard that they gave that little notice. And I've no doubt the fact that the Taoiseach was out of the country, perhaps they might have tried to take advantage of that fact as well. So when you look at the circumstances, the Dáil was on recess, the Taoiseach was away. I think that the AIB went and done this when they felt it was optimal and there wouldn't be the backlash. So today is an absolute win for the people of this country, standing up to themselves and standing up to the banks. And also, on a much minor scale, for the political system, the reaction from across all sides of the House in the Dáil, whether it was people in opposition, whether it was my colleagues in Fianna Fáil, those in Fine Gael and the Green Party, and everybody that voiced their huge, huge concern for what tried to happen today. And I am just delighted that this is such a win, and it's just fantastic.
Should the bank CEO consider his position?
I think the board of the bank have an awful lot of questions to answer. I was correctly identified by your other panellists there. You know, a lot of them are not living in the country from the knowledge that we have. So there has to be questions asked in that regard. And in terms of the CEO of the bank, I question their judgment. It's not for me to say whether or not I have confidence in somebody working in the private sector, but I would say that this was an appalling decision. It was one that has absolutely infuriated people across the country. And what we now need to make sure, and this is an important point in the next 6 and 12 months, that we get that review done into the banking services in this country, and that we do get a 5-year or 10-year roadmap about the future of what financial systems are going to look like, not okay. alone in rural Ireland, but our towns and villages and suburbs of our cities.
James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD. Michael Summers as well with us, the former board member of AIB, former CEO of the National Treasury Management Agency, and Danny Healy-Ray, the independent TD for Kerry.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.